Start your engines. Magic Drive Time. Presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic. Hits the road now.
Broadcasting live inside the Orlando Magic Studios, here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
Out to Ball, long range jump shot from Huntington Beach, didn't go. Rebound Aaron Gordon, Magic come the other way. 7 seconds left, Aaron Gordon to the window, lays it up and in. AG to the window, good. Magic lead by one, 5 seconds still remain. And Luke Walton says, give me a timeout.
And we thought that'd be the game winner from a couple of nights ago in Los Angeles, but alas, that one would get away. A couple of free throws by Brooke Lopez after that. And then we got robbed at the end of that game. Two-minute report is out. We'll touch on that. Lots to get to. Welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Aaron Berlin is our producer, the Magic in Sacramento tonight, to take on the Kings. We hit the air at 9:30 on the Magic Radio Network, 9:30 on Fox Sports Florida. A lot to get to. Quick recap of that two-minute report. We'll touch on tonight's game. Rodney Purvis will be in uniform tonight for the Orlando Magic, wearing number 15. We'll give you an injury update and what lies ahead for this core of Magic players going into the summer. We're going to do all of that with the television analyst for the Orlando Magic for all games on Fox Sports Florida. He is Jeff Turner, and he is loving his two consecutive days here in Sactown. We've had some beautiful weather, JT. We've had a couple of decent meals. I wonder if Sacramento is kind of climbing up your list. Are you warming up to this city a little more?
It's growing on me a little bit, Dante. I will admit it. I will admit when I'm wrong, and this was at the bottom coming into the season.
No question.
It's climbing a little bit. Yeah. You mentioned a very nice dinner we had last night. You know, everything when we travel revolves around the hotel. We're all big hotel snobs, I think, and what kind of food you can get in the city. So we're working on the hotel, I will say that, but the food part is coming up. You introduced me to a new coffee spot this morning. Outstanding.
That was good.
Was that your first French press coffee?
It's not my first French press. If you go to Winter Garden, there's a good one there, Oxum Coffee, which is now a sponsor of ours, by the way. They do a nice little French press, and that's pretty good. But you're right. That we wanted a little something different. We got a nice Starbucks right by the hotel, but that was a neat little walk. And for those other people that are listening and maybe aren't privy to some of the conversations that we have at lunches and dinners and things like that, we have found out that David Steele, your counterpart in the Steele family, are getting a dog, right?
Yes.
We're getting a dog, and I guess I would ask you: you've had dogs in the past? Do you steer more towards dogs, or are you a cat guy by any chance?
I am not a cat guy. Oh man, I just upset half our listening audience, haven't I?
I'm with you, though.
Just not for me. Just not for me. And the biggest part of that is allergies. Like if I'm in a room with a cat, then I'm just blown up.
So that makes sense. You've got an out. They don't do anything. They don't come when you call them. So I've just never been a big fan. But anyway, good
You're
luck to the Steele family.
Cat, right? You're the
what's
pet.
That? Yes, exactly. That's exactly
cat,
right.
You're the pet.
We're at their disposal. Yeah, we quickly found that out. Well, great to have you with us, JT. Magic Drive Time. Dante Marcatelli here with you, Jeff Turner, and we're getting into tonight's contest and a quick recap of the two-minute report. If you got a question, comment, what you think should lie ahead for this Magic Club and what improvements you'd like to see from this core nucleus, give us a call, 407-447-2145. We touched on it a lot last night, JT, with Dennis Newman. That two-minute report came out. They admitted that ball should have gone back to Orlando with 0.6 seconds back on the clock. They should have had another shot at it. No surprise. You were right on that right away. You said it on the floor, on the bus, on the plane. You didn't understand why they didn't get the ball back, and you were right, JT.
Yeah, at the time, I was more concerned with the fact that, we were going to have to take the ball out of bounds again, and now Frank's got to come up with a different play because they had seen the play, right? And there was a lot of discussion about what was happening, and Frank really wasn't huddling with his guys It seemed like, to set up the next play. And you know, I was just shocked with the entire thing. I think it all boils down to, Dante, that you know, the rule, the replay trigger, the referee cited that there was a clock malfunction. Basically, somebody hit the button too early. That's what the malfunction was. And people that if you follow basketball, you see an inbounds pass. I think the big question was possession. When take a ball out of bounds, until someone touches the basketball, the possession doesn't change. While the ball's in the air, in the case of this, it's still the Magic's ball until somebody touches it. And so the refereeing crew just kind of, they, I don't want to say they blew it, but they blew that part
blew
of the
that.
Interpretation. They said there was no possession, and so that's why there was the jump ball. Had someone touched it, you know, I think Lopez was on the ball. Had he touched it, and then it's just laying out there on the ground and the clock goes off, then there's no possession. You know, then that makes all, you know, that makes sense. But the way they interpreted it, I was really troubled by that, as you pointed out.
Yes,
on the plane,
were.
I had my rule book out. And
I know, you
figure
did.
Figure out what the interpretation was. So, needless to say, I felt a lot better about my understanding of the game of basketball when the official ruling came out. The two.
Well, then let me. Yeah, you're right, and you were justified, and the ruling came out, and you were right in what you were saying. But now, as Frank Vogel, as a competitor, if you know, you played this game, so if you're on the floor and you're one of those guys, do you feel better that the report came out and they basically admitted that they cost you another chance at that game, or did you kind of just wish you never knew and you always wondered about that rule?
Well, no, I you know, I would be very angry if I, you know, and Frank, right in front of us, I really thought he was going to break the clipboard. It was right in front
yep.
of us, the little whiteboard.
Yep.
He had every right to be angry. The players were angry. I thought it was interesting listening to Luke Walton's comments afterwards. You know, the Laker players, they were all dumbfounded too. It was like, I just don't understand the rule. Well, none of us did, and the reason was is they got it wrong.
And you know what, JT, they did. That's right. And I think the other part of this, and just to tie this up and the last part on this, I give Adam Silver a lot of credit. Well, and we touched on it yesterday. We give the officials a lot of credit. More often than not, they get these things right.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Right, and I know you certainly agree with that. But number two, this is a bad rule. And this, no matter what happens, the interpretation of that rule will penalize somebody for doing nothing wrong. And somebody, if you jump ball at center, I think Adam Silver has recognized when there's been issues or holes or flaws in the game or in rules, and I think he'll very quickly get this thing figured out.
Yeah, it's interesting, Dante, that, you know, David and I were talking a little bit about this today, and you know, even with the clock not being there, with all the replay and everything, I guess with the video you have time codes and everything. So if you really wanted to take the time, you could figure out, you know, without the clock going, I guess, what, you know, where the ball should be and how much time actually went off and those things. You know, the scenario that David refers to is, what if the pass had been terrific and Aaron Gordon
yes.
goes up and catches the lob and dunks
it? Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
What if that happens, but the clock had expired? Well, you know, me being a purist is, you know, the rule is the rule. You know, there's the clock malfunction. You kind of have to start off. But I get the part that says, you know, well, you use the time code to see what it actually the time actually was and did he make the shot. So there's a lot to it, and I think they've got to look at it, because you certainly would not want this to happen in a game, say, in the NBA Finals or something. You wouldn't want
exactly.
it to end like that one did the other night.
Exactly. Let it happen now. Get it out of the way in the regular season. It's not going to hurt either one of these teams from making the postseason, but you got robbed of a legitimate chance trying to win that basketball game. Speaking with Jeff Turner from Fox Sports Florida, we hit the air at 9:30 tonight on Fox Sports Florida, 9:30 7:30 on the Magic Radio Network. One last thing before we duck in a break, and then I want to pick your brain on five key guys, the nucleus of this team, we'll call it, and get your thoughts on what you think they need to do this summer to improve for next year. But just to give everyone an injury update, we find out after the game that Aaron Gordon suffered a concussion. He'll be in the concussion protocols. That's a couple now for AG in the last couple of years. Evan Fournier rolled his ankle. He will not be back. Sprained his left knee, so he will not be back here tonight, so we're not going to have him. My guess would be Mario Hezonja and Jonathan Isaac in that starting lineup. What do you think there, JT? Good opportunity for Mario. This would be start number 17 if that happens, and Jonathan Isaac brings that defense. It would be his third start of the season.
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity. Mario has been very good off the bench in those previous 16 games that you talked about. You know, he's averaging almost 16 points a game, shooting at a high level. So, from an offensive standpoint, he's obviously going to have to pick up the load. I mean, without Gordon and Fournier, you're losing almost 37 points a game. So he's going to have to do his part. And really looking, I'm excited to see Jonathan Isaac with an extended run here. You know, his minutes will obviously come up as a starter. So, and to see what he can do. And hopefully he can get on track offensively.
All right, more to come with Jeff Turner when we return to Magic Drive Time in just a moment. Going to get his thoughts on five Magic players and what they need to do this summer to be ready for next year. And it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. Enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Call 407-89-MAGIC to purchase your 2018-19 full season plan today. Back with Jeff Turner in a moment here on 96.9 The Game.
IDC is one of the largest, most successful independent jewelers in America, period.
International Diamond Center owner Keith LeClaire.
We have one of the largest selection of GIA certified diamonds in America.
So if you're diamond shopping at IDC, you can see 10, 15, 20 or more diamonds and make the right choice with confidence.
We're going to be able to show you multiple diamonds in your price range for you to make a good decision.
International Diamond Center, taking all the mystery out of buying diamonds.
We are the diamond experts.
Exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Fill the Amway Center for Blackout Friday on March 16th when your Orlando Magic hosts the Boston Celtics.
Throws it back up top. That's Spinks. That's three. That's good.
Wear black to support the Magic, who will be wearing their popular black jerseys. Plus, arrive early for our fan fest on Church Street to enjoy music and activities. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Head to OrlandoMagic.com for tickets to see the Magic play the Celtics on Friday, March 16th. Big games are pure magic.
Are you looking for help with a home improvement or construction project? Well, Carol Bradford is a licensed and insured family-owned company that has been trusted for years to provide quality work and quality products. They can assist with home improvement projects that include roofing, windows, siding, and many other services, and they can also provide turnkey solutions for new construction and commercial projects that include concrete, framing, and roofing. To speak with a professional, simply call 407-647-9420 or visit them online at carolbradford.com.
Hey Magic fans, here's a pass that always leads to a score. Buy or renew an eligible Walt Disney World annual pass at Amway Center this season and score a free Orlando Magic blue or white Nike Swingman jersey while promotional supplies last. One annual pass gets you a year of theme park magic at all four Walt Disney World parks and an Orlando Magic jersey. That's twice the magic. Visit the Orlando Magic Team Shop at Amway Center or OrlandoMagic.com/annual pass for more information.
Today, with Florida Hospitals Care Network, you have access to medical experts like never before. When you need Orlando's most trusted emergency team, right around the corner. When you need urgent care, within 10 minutes of wherever you live, work, or play. Even when you need an affordable, convenient medical expert, right on your smartphone or tablet. However you need your medical care, Florida Hospital is there, now and always. Discover more at SomedayStartsToday.com.
Hey, Dante, what's your favorite thing about a Magic win?
Well, that's easy, Aaron. 50% off at PapaJohns.com. The day after every Magic win, Papa John's is giving fans 50% off their entire order when they order online at PapaJohns.com.
Just enter the one-word code MAGICWIN when you order online at PapaJohns.com and get 50% off your online order the day after every Magic win.
Magic fans, celebrate a Magic win with Papa John's.
Valid only online at participating locations in the Central Florida area. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
This is Robert Palmer, president of RP Funding, your Florida direct mortgage lender. If you want to use the equity in your home for home improvements or to pay off high interest rate credit cards, I'm here to help. Just refinance your mortgage with RP Funding and I'll pay all your closing costs. I've paid over $20 million in closing costs and I'll pay yours. Call RP Funding, 855-773-8634, 855-773-8634, or visit rpfunding.com. Go Magic!
See website for terms and conditions, NMLS 7168, Equal Housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
And welcome back, everyone, to Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Producer is Aaron Berlin. We rejoin Jeff Turner, our analyst on Fox Sports Florida. Orlando in Sacramento tonight, taking on the Kings. 9:30 is the time that we hit the air on Fox Sports Florida. And we've got five key guys we're going to touch on right now. If you've got a thought and what you want to see this summer from these guys, give us a buzz. 407-447-2145. That's 407-447-2145. And JT, will begin with Jonathan Isaac, who we imagine will make his third start of the season here tonight. First of all, he's missed 46 games this year due to injury. I imagine your first thing is for him to get healthy. But what do you want to see? What is very important for Jonathan Isaac this summer?
Well, I think part of that getting healthy is he's got to continue to work on his body. That big thing during this time that he's been off, he's put on some weight, which is good. He spent a lot of time in the weight room and on his conditioning and everything. I think that has to continue. His body has to be able to withstand the rigors of an NBA season. So I think that's definitely the biggest part of it for him. And then obviously he's got to continue to work on all of the things. He's got, the shooting, the putting it on the floor. And I mean, we got to remember he's still a very young player that hasn't really spent an entire summer working with NBA development people. So those are key for him, I think.
Yeah, no question. The offense hasn't been there, understandably. He is so young and hasn't had the size, and the injuries have hurt him 4.5 points a game. This will be just game number 20, so for Jonathan Isaac, it should be start number 3. So definitely a reason to watch and see Jonathan Isaac here tonight. Number 2, Mario Hezonja. People are infatuated, JT, as you know, with young Mario. We don't know what that summer will look like. We don't know if Mario will be back, but hopefully they're able to work something out and Mario will be in a Magic uniform next year. His field goal percentage is up 10.4% from last year. That's the third biggest increase in field goal percentage in the NBA. If he starts again tonight, that'll be start number 17. He's been very good as a starter. I think he's raised some eyebrows the last couple months with his play. What's big for him this summer?
You know what? It was interesting, Dante. Last summer, before Evan Fournier left at the end of the year, Coach Vogel challenged him to work on his decision making on the floor. And so, when you talk to Evan, he talks about all the games he played. He just played a lot, certainly playing with the national team and everything. But be more aware of your decision making process. I think that's a big part for Mario Hezonja. I mean, clearly the talent is there. The motor and everything. It's just, sometimes you watch him and you're not sure what he's thinking, to be honest with you. Whether that's making the pass, when to make the move, when to, whatever it is. It has not been good. So I think that's a big thing for him.
Yeah, hopefully he can do that. And again, a perfect example of that. That was not a pretty inbounds pass at the end of that Laker game. And maybe if you look at it again, you'll see Nick Vucevic was wide open. And again, it's just a few years in the league for young Mario Hezonja, his third year. So hopefully he can improve on that. Nick Vucevic wanted last summer, JT, he wanted to be a 3-point shooter. He wanted to be better defensively. He checked both of those boxes. This year, he's shooting 35% from beyond the arc. He's having his best defensive year, which fans may not realize. So what's the next step for Nick Vucevic?
I think for Vooch, Dante, you kind of like where he is offensively. Obviously, the defense has improved, maybe get a little bit better. That three-pointer, that is a huge weapon for him. You know, he's taken, just right around 2.5 to 3 a game is what he's averaging. I think in today's NBA, Nick's got to be one of those guys where he's comfortable enough that he's taking 5+ threes a game. And that's a mindset. Most of his threes come on when he trails up the court from the top of the key around there. I'd love to see him be able to, move to the wings. It's a little further shot on those pick and pops, maybe get out to the corner a little bit more. So I think he's got to continue to work on that and just, continue to be comfortable shooting the long ball.
I think about that, JT. How much would you have loved today's NBA where the coach said, all right, JT, listen, I need you to spend your entire summer working on your three. When you come back next year, I need you to get up 5 a game. Would that be a dream or what? I mean, that's a dream, isn't it?
It is, Dante. But here's the thing, and I talked with Nick earlier this year about this. Is like the mindset when you're a big like Nikola Vucevic and you've grown up your entire life, and coaches have had you around the basket.
Yeah,
I mean, we talk all the time. He's got a great back to the basket game.
Right.
He developed that that 18 to 20 footer. Getting to where now you're thinking about where that line is, as far as shooting the three-pointer, that's not as easy as it seems like. You can shoot all day in the gym, a guy throwing the ball at you, but catching, finding the line off a pick and pop where the ball's coming at you horizontally instead of vertically, on an inside out or something, it's a little bit of a transition. So, that's part of the mindset I'm talking about for Nick, where he's comfortable, whether he's catching in, a shot fake and a step back or something like that. Wouldn't that be something to see Nick Vucevic shoot a step back three? I mean, those are all areas he can expand his game.
And that's unguardable. You got a 7-footer with a step back three. It's kind of Dirk-ish if he's able to pull that off. Last two, then we've got Evan Fournier. Evan Fournier, his scoring is up for his 6th consecutive year. All 6 years in the NBA, he's increased his scoring. I thought he put a lot of pressure on himself this past year, or 2 summers ago when he signed that big contract. He wanted to be the main guy last year, and I think he struggled with that a little bit. He was much more under control this year. And as you just mentioned, his decision-making was a big focus this year. Now, what's next for Evan Fournier?
Well, the decision making, and then I think his in between game. He's become a much better finisher, going to the rim. I would love to see him become even more of a guy that could draw contact and get to the free throw line because he's such a good free throw shooter. Those are big parts. I think for the big thing for Evan, and he usually does this, Dante. You can track what Evan does over the summer through social media. But just heal. It's a long season, and he's been beat up, a lot of injuries and everything. That conditioning and healing his body, get away from the game a little bit, and then he's going to play, and I think that's important for him as well.
Aaron Gordon, his scoring is up 5.6 points a game. The start of the year was phenomenal. Thought this was going to be an enormous breakout season for Aaron Gordon. I know injuries hurt that a little bit and still had a very good season. He's the team's leading scorer coming into this one here tonight. So what's the next step? I know it's a big summer for him trying to decide what's going to happen with his NBA career, but what does he need to develop this summer?
Well, it's interesting with Aaron. He's right now he's got a little bit of everything in his toolbox, doesn't he? I mean, and sometimes he tries to give it to you in the same possession, everything he's got.
right.
And so I think for Aaron, what I'd love to see is, and he has made unbelievable strides. You're absolutely right about that. Is maybe to see if he could simplify it a little bit. If you Google Michael Jordan, you look at some like teaching or something like that. There's a video out there somewhere where he's talking about one-on-one, and he talks about making the defense wrong. He said, with one jab step, you're either going to go this way or you're not. If you either move, I'm going this way. So it's basically simplifying, not over dribbling, and just taking what the defense gives you and making a decision and going. And so that's kind of what I think Aaron needs to work on.
Well, fantastic insight. I know we got about 10 seconds left. A great story by John Denton on OrlandoMagic.com about Rodney Purvis. It'd be great to see him get a shot here tonight, JT.
Looking forward to seeing him play. Read a lot about him.
Yeah, it should be good. Great as always, JT. Appreciate the insight, and we'll see you tonight. That is Jeff Turner, analyst for Fox Sports Florida. The Magic hit the air at 9:30 tonight in Sacramento. Should be a fun one. No Evan Fournier, no Aaron Gordon. We expect Jonathan Isaac and Mario Hezonja to replace those guys in the lineup. We will see. Have a great night, everybody. Have a great weekend. We're back on Monday starting Alumni Week here on Magic Drive Time. We'll see you then.
Magic fans, it's never too early to secure your tickets for the 2018-19 season. With the Fast Break Season Pass, you can enjoy every Orlando Magic home game during our 30th anniversary season for as low as $12 per game. Enjoy the surprise of different seats each night and catch every pulse-pounding play with only a few swipes on your smartphone. Call 407-89-MAGIC to buy your Fast Break Season Pass today. Bleeding blue is pure magic.